Beis HaMedrash. We're accustomed to hearing Kaddish many times throughout the davening, and sometimes maybe, especially at the end, so people are already walking out. Sometimes people don't take it seriously enough. The Gemara says tremendously powerful things about Kaddish. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutes, Kol Ha'oneh Yehei Shmei Rabbah B'chol Kocho, and everybody answers Yehei Shmei Rabbah with all his power, all his koach. So even if he has a gzardin that is very negative, it'll be torn up. Even if he has a shemetz of avodah zara, he'll be forgiven. Yehei Shmei Rabbah is very powerful. The person is supposed to answer b'chol kocho. What does that mean, b'chol kocho? So it means b'chol kavanoso, with all his kavana. Also should be out loud. It doesn't have to be that you yell it. Some posts can write that you shouldn't say it louder than the person who's saying the Kaddish. But it should be in an audible way and with all a person's kavana. This is a very, very powerful tefillah. So Yehei Shmei Rabbah should be something which really resonates. In terms of some of the details and the specifics of saying Kaddish, so I'll just mention a couple of points. First of all, you'll hear different people say different things. Yiskadal v'yiskadash, yiskadel v'yiskadesh. So where does that come from? So it seems that most Siddurim have yiskadal v'yiskadash, and it seems that it was always that way. Although old Siddurim also have yiskadal v'yiskadash. However, there were some who suggested that it should be changed to yiskadel v'yiskadesh. They claim that the first two words of Kaddish, this is already quoted in the name of Rashi, even though the rest of the line is Aramaic, these first two words are Hebrew based on the fact, because it's patterned after a pasuk, v'niskadilti v'niskadishti, v'milchemes gog u'magog. So therefore, they claim that the proper construction in Hebrew is yiskadel v'yiskadesh, whereas in Aramaic it should be yiskadal v'yiskadash. This is brought in the Prima Gadim, it's quoted in the Maaser Rav in the name of the Gra. The Aruch HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah both quote that it should be yiskadel v'yiskadesh. Not so many poskim go actively out to defend Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Maybe it's just because that was the standard minhag, so therefore they didn't find the need to defend it. In defense of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, it should be noted that there are two psukim in Sefer Daniel, in Perek Yud Aleph, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, one of which has Yiskadel, and the very next pasuk has Yiskadol. It's with the combats, but it's the last word of the pasuk, so it seems that otherwise it would have been Yiskadal. So even though much of Daniel is in Aramaic, that section is in Hebrew, so it seems that both really are options in Hebrew. Certainly one can be Yotzei either way, and it would seem that both are options. Personally, I corresponded with somebody who's a grammar person, both in Aramaic and Hebrew, who tainted that it's definitely not Aramaic either way, they're both Hebrew. So they didn't like this Aramaic-Hebrew thing. But in any event, you'll hear many people say Yiskadal v'Yiskadesh, that's the most common minhag, but many people are makbid to say Yiskadal v'Yiskadesh, which is what I quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah. It seems to me, personally, that the continuation, people often break up the words in a little bit of a funny way. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabbah, let's understand what we're saying. That Hashem's name should be made great and sanctified. Be'almadi v'rachi rusei, in the world that he created according to his will. And then, v'yamlich machusei b'chayichon v'yamichon v'chayitichon b'yisrael. His kingship should reign in our lifetime and in the lives of all of Klal Yisrael. So that seems like V'yamlich Machusei is a new phrase. It's not connected to B'chayichon. Most people sort of group it together. B'chayichon V'yamichon V'chayichon. Excuse me. B'amad V'rach Yerusei V'yamlich Machusei. There should be a little bit of a pause. It's going to be Tzash Mer Abba B'amad V'rach Yerusei. That's one phrase. And the next phrase is V'yamlich Machusei. And then B'chayichon is modifying V'yamlich Machusei. Maybe it's also modifying Yiskadal V'yiskadash. I don't know. But certainly there should be a little bit of a pause there before V'yamlich Machusei. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Nun Vav says that there are a few times a person is supposed to bow when he's saying Kaddish. And many people are not aware of this, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should bow when he says the first word, Yiskadel or Yiskadal, and Yehi Shmei Rabbah, and then again right after Yehi Shmei Rabbah, Yisparach, and then again at Brichu, and then again at Amen at the end of the Chatzi Kaddish. Five times a person bows when he says Kaddish. In defense of those who are not aware of this and don't do it, the Gro was against it. He thought that we say that you're not supposed to add on to the bowings that Chazal instituted in Shmoneh Esrei, even though this is not really actually Shmoneh Esrei. It's a public tefillah, and it should count as the same way. So most poskim just seem to go with the Shulchan Aruch, but the Gra was against it. The Aruch HaShulchan had a compromised position. He felt that the bowings are not full-fledged bowings that we have during Shmoneh Esrei. When a person bows during Shmoneh Esrei, many people are not aware of this either, a person is supposed to bow low enough that all of the vertebrae in his back are bent. It's not just like this. The person has to go down further. Whereas here, it's just a little something. And this way, it doesn't count as adding on to the bowings, and you're still Yotzei the bowings that the Shulchan Aruch wants, and that's what he suggested. In any event, the Kaddish something that we should take very seriously, very powerful tefillah, and something which is significant in davening for and bringing about, Bezras Hashem, the ultimate geula, which we should be zocheh for, and have a great day once again.